Welcome to Inescapable Plus, Season 1, Episode 13, the null episode.
Lucky number 13.
Oh my God, yeah, lucky number 13.
That's rather poignant.
I hate starting shows like this because I hate when other shows do this because you immediately know that you're getting the second best version of a show. And so we had OBS crash unrecoverably after the end of what was it, like an hour and 15 minute discussion just now.
Bit more. Yeah, we practically recorded most of the show. We had the reactions, the, you know, I was surprising you with things, you were surprising me with stuff.
Yeah. We had Indians.
And the whole thing. Yeah, we had women in MotoGP. It was glorious.
Exploding wheelchairs.
Exploding wheelchairs, drones pooping out packages on people's front lawns. It's gone. It's gone.
Completely gone. And you know what? We got to that destroyed file and we looked at each other and we said,
why are we doing this?
Maybe this is an omen.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a message from the gods.
I'm a firm believer, as you know, you would know from Mysterious Universe, in like listening to my intuition. And we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks and we really did try last week to change things. But the reality is that we're just done for now.
Yeah, I think we're done.
For now.
I think we're out.
So yeah, we're out. We're
so
out.
Yeah, this is the last show. And obviously you're members, so many of you are members. So we're going to refund everyone this week. Everyone's going to be taken care of. You'll be on a mailing list. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep inescapablepodcast.com. That's the website, right? I always forget. Inescapablepodcast.com. Mm. That's going to stay up and we're going to have a mailing list, basically a capture for your email address. So if you're a subscriber, you'll automatically be on it. And we're going to take the rest of the year off.
Yeah.
And just see where we're at the end of the year.
We're going to plan something new. And, you know, there's been a few things that I've been looking at for us in the last couple of weeks when my approach has changed. But the reality is, Ben, you know, you've been doing this close to 20 years. I've been doing this for 17 years. It's like changing the topics didn't change anything. We're still doing the same kind of stuff, stuck on the same schedule. It's the same wheel. And I know you can say that about any job, but the reality is you can change a job, whereas we haven't done that.
Well, I remember when we were getting to the tail end of Mysterious Universe, we were discussing whether we should keep doing another show, whether that was an option. And I remember the pitch to you was, look, I'm just going to sit down with my friend and we're going to talk about the stuff we're interested in. And that's kind of what we did. But the stuff we were interested in was really the decline of the world.
Yeah.
And
that's not entertaining.
It became pretty apparent that that was crushingly depressing.
It was so depressing, Ben. It really was.
And it's been really difficult to do this week in and week out. And people say, well, talk about something else, you know, do something else you're interested in, talk about anything else. And it's like, I don't know what that is.
No. I don't know who I am anymore.
I don't know what to talk about because what dominates my consciousness is a failing civilization.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's other things I'm interested in, but I don't want a podcast about them.
No, exactly. Yeah.
And that feeling that, you know, we used to have of putting out a show, to be honest, that feeling's gone. Like that feeling of satisfaction of doing a good entertaining show, it's gone. And I need time off to see if I can get that back.
Yeah. Oh, I was saying to you just the other day, Ben, I was like, I remember when we would do stories on MU and yeah, it was a slog sometimes, but you would find a story. It's like, I can't wait to tell Ben about this. I can't wait to share this with the audience and tell them about this crazy intense story. Now it's like, oh, look, more decline in Australian society. Oh, global society. Oh, we're all screwed. I can't wait to tell everyone how screwed we are. And even when we were like changing it up and doing like these news articles, it all comes through that lens of like we are in like late stage capitalist decline of the world.
It was more fun to do fancy dress episodes, you know, and we tried to do that again in the episode that we just lost.
Which we just did.
But in the end, like most of it was still like we talked about the UK election. We spoke about some changes here in Australian politics and I just ended up going back to like Indians washing their clothes in the square in Russia.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just done with it.
Yeah, like, so am I. And I think we both need time to step away from all of it so that we can, you know, really kind of refresh ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it really is. Like we took, 8 weeks off? We stopped doing Mysterious Universe. We took 8 weeks off and then we came straight back into it hardcore of this schedule.
Well, in that 8 weeks off, I was setting everything up. Like I was building this studio. I was setting up the website. I was trying to build the membership system, trying to integrate the connection with Mysterious Universe, and it really wasn't time off. It's like that last Christmas break was the least amount of time off I've had in all of all the breaks, because usually when we're doing MU, it's like, okay, I can take time off because I'm just going back to MU.
Yeah.
But this time I had to like build this new thing. And it just really, hasn't worked out the way that we thought it would be. Like the general day-to-day grind of getting a show together. Remember that pitch to you was like, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to do a show that's going to be fun. And the original feeling was, it's going to be like Brunch with the Boys.
Yeah.
But that just never really happened because we just jumped straight into the stories that were, you know, dominating our attention spans. And it's just kind of made me miserable. Like it's really made me a miserable guy doing this show.
When our families are saying to us, like, I'm noticing a change in you, like you weren't like this when you were doing MU. And I was like, okay, like that's a wake up call for me. Like I need to step away from this and I do need to do something different. Like we need to do something different. And that's where we're at now. And I feel really bad that I feel like we are letting down people that are listening. But look, Mysterious Universe is still there. The guys are still there.
They're going strong.
They're going great. Well. They're doing really fantastically. And I'm so happy for them that I'm like, it's like, let's stop. Because you and I are capable of doing great things, Ben. That's why Mysterious Universe went as long as it did. But this isn't it. And you and I both have enough business sense to go, you know what? This is not working. Let's go back to the drawing board. We'll do something different. And that's what we're going to do.
We do, if you're interested in following us in the future, we do want to stay in touch with you. We do want to capture your email and, you know, we're not going to spam you or anything. We'll just let you know when we're back. You know, it might be, probably will be more than 6 months before you hear from us again. But we don't want to lose contact with you entirely. We do apologize to people that have been signing up today and all through the weekend.
We'll process those refunds.
We're going to refund you straight away. We're going to take care of that immediately and refund everyone immediately. But thanks for coming along with us on this experiment.
Yeah, thank you. That's what we have to say. Thank you. Because even like going along with Mysterious Universe, that was wonderful. But this, you guys coming along, and we've had, don't get me wrong, we've had really wonderful support emails. We've had people contacting us, you know, but in saying that, you know, I've also, other people have said, love you guys, but like, I'm so tired. I can't handle just all the negativity in the world. And I'm like, I get it.
It's been an interesting split because I've got tons of direct emails from people saying, I love what you're doing. It's so important. We really need you to speak about this. You know, you're making a difference. And it's all kind of activist stuff, which is true.
I'm not an activist. I don't want to be
an activist. Well, it's true in a way. I mean, it is important to talk about these things. And it's true there's not that many people talking about the things we're talking about, especially specifically in Australia. But we also have to consider that it is dangerous to talk about these topics. And in terms of this acting as a business, it's going to take us years to build up enough of an audience for it to financially make sense. And in that interim period, first of all, we don't have the passion for it, right? We don't have the drive like we did when we were younger. But it's also a real risk to go to prison to speak about these topics.
Yep. And the law is ambiguous now.
And I know that might sound like a weak cop-out.
No, it's not.
But it's a very real concern.
We have families that we have to provide for, people that we have to protect.
Yeah.
Why would we put ourselves at that risk?
I'm not going to go to jail because I've got a YouTube account with 2,000 followers.
Yeah.
Like, it's not worth it.
No.
You know, it's not making enough of a difference for it to be worth it. So, yeah, I do thank everyone that reached out and said, you know, they love what we're doing. There has been a lot of people saying that, like really touching messages. But they're also, you're right, there has been people going, dude, I just can't do this anymore. Like, I'm so sick of this news. It's so depressing. And that's really where I am. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, they're right. You know, I can't just present this to you. I can't give you this great story when it's just like more collapse. Like people, that's why people listen to podcasts and entertainment, because they're escaping, right? And this isn't escaping. This is basically pushing your face up against the glass and making you, you know, keep your eyes open to experience it. And I don't want that either. I don't want to be sharing as much. I know, but people can see it anyway. Like one thing we're talking about in that show that we lost, the tide's turning. You see what's happening in the UK elections at the moment, how Reform, you know, took so many, like 1,500 seats or something, Restore, Greater Yarmouth got 10 seats. Things are changing and turning, but I can't ride that wave any longer. Like I just can't keep that negativity around me. And that's why, I'm choking up.
Are you actually choking up? You got something stuck in your throat?
No, it's both. Like I'm sad because
I just feel dead inside.
No, it's not that. It's like I really do enjoy, and I really enjoy working with you, and that's why, you know, we'll do something else, and that's why we'll come back. But for now, it's like not this. We just need a break.
Yeah. So we wanted to let you know as soon as we were feeling it. And like we were saying, the show OBS crashing and the file being corrupted.
It's the universe saying, guys, stop.
It really was this moment of, oh God, I think we just need to pull the plug now. Because the idea of record, like anyone that does any kind of production recording, you know that recording a show again is the most soul-crushing experience.
Oh, it really is.
It really
and
destroys
when
you.
Souls are already crushed from this stuff. It's like, I'm not going to do that again. And it's okay. Like, it's actually, it's sad, but it's okay as well. Because this is sometimes, it's like, and I know what happened to Marilyn Monroe, so I'm like, well, this quote seems a little silly, but she said, sometimes good things need to fall so great things can happen. And that's what I feel like this is like. It's like, we need to move on so we can do something better.
Yeah. So we need something greater. We need to refresh for real this time.
Yep.
And then look at 2027 and see where we're at.
Yep.
We'll reach out to you.
But thank you.
Yeah, thank you for everyone that's supported us on this experiment. And again, I just want to reiterate, we're going to take care of you. Refunds will be processed.
MU is still going, so don't worry about unsubscribing from that if you're on the MU system. Like, that's all still there.
Well, MU is kicking ass, so that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best part of this.
I did say, Ben, maybe we should go back to talking about UFOs, and Ben produced a gun and almost shot himself. So
you had UFOs on this episode. You literally had he had a UFO story. It's
I did.
Let's do the UFO documents.
No, I'm just joking.
Nothing's happened.
There was nothing in them.
Oh, it's very boring.
Yeah. But we'll leave the guys to deal with that. That's not our issue.
What did you expect?
Well, I mean,
from a UFO.
Yeah, well, that's what I've always said. Story. Oh, because the normies are freaking out. Like, did you know that there was weird craft around the Apollo missions? Like, no, I didn't know that. No, of course. Like, yeah, it's just all. It's all so tiresome, Ben. Is the way to describe it.
Yeah. Look, not really the way I wanted to go out, but
okay.
It is a message.
Yeah.
That we lost that episode and we are officially retiring. Into for 2026. That is the end of Inescapable. Thank you for coming along on the journey. We wish you the best.
Thank you.
You'll be on the mailing list, but if you're hearing this and you're not a Plus subscriber, go to inescapablepodcast.com and you can put your email address in and we'll be in touch when we're back. But for now, that's Aaron and Ben signing off. Arrivederci. See you next time.